If you find yourself getting overstimulated by busy and noisy environments or overwhelmed when you have too much to do and not enough time to do in it, you may be a highly sensitive person, and this yin yoga class for your small intestine is going to be perfect for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. If you are new here, welcome. This is going to be a yin yoga class for your small intestine meridian. It's part of our highly sensitive people series. So if you haven't started from the beginning, I will put a card up here or here so you can start the series from the beginning and then come on and work your way back. It's only the second class in the series, so just do the first one, then we'll see you back here for the second one in this series. Next week, we will be having a live class. So if you're free at Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific, then subscribe and press the bell so that you can join us. And we will see you then. It's going to be a restorative class to offer. No, that's not true. Anyway, it's going to be. I think maybe it is going to. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be next week. It's going to be epic. And then we'll be able to connect. And if you can't do it live, then there'll be a rebroadcast available for you. But we love connecting with you guys there on the last Friday of every month. Subscribe and press that bell so you can join us for that. Today you're going to need a bolster and an eye pillow so you can block out extra stimulation. Although you may want to have the beautiful background of our Pacific Ocean here in British Columbia, and it is really helpful to immerse yourself in nature as well. So you can choose, do you want to have the eye pillow or you want to have the beautiful background here of beautiful British Columbia? You choose. Okay, you're going to rest back in Shavasana with the bolster or pillows or rolled up blankets or beach towel underneath your knees to encourage the flow of chi here. As you're resting back here, allow your breath to drop down into your belly and feel the support of the earth underneath you. You may want to check in and see where you feel overstimulation in your body and just imagine it's draining out of your body down and into the earth. Now, because highly sensitive people process things more and more deeply, it's very common for us to become overstimulated. Today we're focusing on the small intestine meridian system because the small intestine meridian sorts the pure from the impure. When you think about the small intestine meridian system, its job is to take the nutrients from the food that comes into your body, to take the useful nutrients and then pass on what's not useful. when you're a highly sensitive person, you're taking in a lot more. So you're absorbing a lot more. Your small intestine meridian system is just doing a lot more. It's taking in a lot more good. It's passing on a lot more that's not useful. And so the small intestine meridian system is just generally more taxed. So it's just good that we're taking this time to attend to our small intestine meridian system here. Okay, we're going to come out of Shavasana into our first yin posture, which is going to be child's pose with a twist. If you have knee issues or ankle issues that puts where child's pose puts too much pressure on those two joints, then you're going to stay on your back. I'm going to show the modification first. You're going to do knees to chest here. If you have a wall, it can be useful to use the wall here. And you're going to take your left arm across your body so that you access the small intestine meridian here. Okay, otherwise we're going to come up and you're going to do child's pose here. You're going to take your legs a comfortable distance wide. You're going to walk over to the right side of your mat and take your arm and thread it through and lie down. So the small intestine meridian runs from your baby finger along the outside of your arm, up the side of your neck. And it runs kind of around your ear to your eye. And then there's another line that runs down the front of your body through your heart and diaphragm to your small intestine. I didn't press the timer. Okay, so very carefully you're going to make your way out of either knees to chest on your back with your arm across or child's pose. And you're going to lie on your back to feel the rebound here. I think taking these time in between poses for highly sensitive people is very effective for allowing us that extra time to process, to integrate, to receive the postures, to allow the energy to integrate. Okay, so you're either going to do knees to chest with your right arm across here, or you're going to come back up and do that child's pose on the other side. So you're walking your hands over to the left side now. Thread your right arm through. Extend your left arm out. Soften, breathe, and be still. Let your breath be smooth and deep. Can you soften a little bit here? You slowly release this pose from your body, and we'll come again and lie on our backs just to feel the chi moving through our body and the effects of this pose. Okay, then you're going to bend your knees, roll to your side. We're going to come to a seated position. If you have knee issues, I'm going to encourage you to sit in a chair for the next pose. I'm going to fold up my blanket to create a meditation cushion for this next pose. Okay, you can sit cross-legged on a meditation cushion, or you can kneel on a block. Or you can sit in a chair if you have knee issues. So we're going to do eagle's arms here. You're going to take your left arm up. You can either bring your palms together, or you can hook your right arm underneath, bring the backs of your hands together, or maybe bring your palms together. Because we're going to be in this pose, we're actually going to stay here for the full 5 minutes, I encourage you to bring your elbows in and your arms close to your body, because it's probably going to get more intense over time. So in this pose, we're going to focus on how the principles of yin can really support us in yin classes with overstimulation and with our small intestine meridian. But also how we can take the principles of yin off our mat and into our lives to support us so that we don't become overstimulated and overwhelmed in our lives. So the first principle of yin is to find an appropriate edge. So some of the ways that we can think about this is to be non-aggressive in our postures. So we're being very sensitive to the limitations of our body. And you, when you come into the posture, you want to make sure that your breath can be slow and unlabored. If your breath is picking up and it's labored, then you've chosen an edge that's too hard. You're going to check in and detect the depth of sensation that you can tolerate. So here you maybe could tolerate more sensation if you were to move your elbows away and up, but it may not be sensation that you could tolerate for 5 minutes. And in fact, too much sensation in a pose too soon will actually hinder the flow of chi into the small intestine meridian. But at the same token, we need to pull and pressurize the tissues enough to encourage the flow of chi into the small intestine meridian. So that's the thing about choosing an appropriate edge. And for people who have hyperly mobile joints, when you come into the shape, you can just trust, because a lot of times they'll say that they're not feeling anything. You can come into the shape and you can know that you are going to move the chi into the meridians. The second principle of yin yoga is to be still. So again, in order to move the chi into the meridians, and in this class in particular into the small intestine meridian, we want to be still instead of scattering the chi and moving it all over. we're dispersing the qi all over. We want to stimulate the qi into the small intestine meridian in this class. So that means that we don't fidget. We don't continually fix or change the pose. We don't intensify it. It may intensify it on its own when we're still. And we don't try to escape sensations. Unless we're having sharp shooting pain or electric pain or anything nervy, then we can move. Then we're going to move to look after ourselves. But otherwise, we're going to be still. We're not going to fix our hair. We're not going to wiggle our toes. We're not going to move our fingers. We're not going to scratch that itch. Okay, so release your arms on this side. And take your hands beside you and just lift and open your chest here. And just reflect on how those two principles of yin, choosing an appropriate edge, you know, not doing too much, not doing too little, and also being still could support you with overstimulation off your mat as well. Okay, and then we're going to do the other side. So you're going to place your right arm up, and then you're going to hook your left arm underneath it. So the options are, again, elbows together, or maybe you're going to hook your arm underneath, maybe backs of hands, or maybe you're going to hook your arms all the way. Again, I'm going to encourage you, elbows in and close to the body. Choosing that edge that you can stay with for a long time. So the third principle of yin is to soften. So overstimulation causes us to tighten up against reality. So, you know, when things are getting overstimulated, we can really tighten up against reality. So one of the most important principles of yin is to soften. And this allows us to embody the qualities of yin when we soften, which are so different from the qualities of yang that are really valued in our culture and our day-to-day lives. These qualities of achievement and accomplishment, doing more, pushing through, striving. So with yin, we focus on receiving the posture. Smooth your forehead. Smooth the skin on the back of your neck. Let your tongue be soft. Let your jaws be relaxed. Let your teeth open. Let your tongue float in your mouth. Even allow your head to be a feeling place rather than a thinking place. Let there be less tension in your brain. Here, even though your hands are involved in the posture, can your fingers soften? And soften and let gravity let you sink into the pose rather than pushing your muscles to go further. So that's soften. And then the final principle of yin is to stay for a while. So in yin, we hold the poses for 3 to 5 minutes most of the times, depending on the poses. Some poses, like forward folds, we can hold for 10 minutes or longer. And this allows us to get into the connective tissues. It allows the qi time to flow through the meridians. It allows us to access the energetic channels of the meridian. So in this case, we're accessing the small intestine meridian to help us sort the pure from the impure, to help us deal with overstimulation, the way that we as highly sensitive people just process more and process more deeply, whether that be mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. It gives us time to process. So the example that I love about this the most is that when we go for acupuncture, the Chinese medicine doctor or the acupuncturist doesn't just put the needle in and then immediately take it right back out. The thing that I love the most about going for acupuncture is that my Chinese medicine doctor puts the needles in and then says, "Do you have any time restrictions?" And I always make sure I don't. And then I get to have a long acupuncture nap, usually an hour. And that gives the qi lots of time to flow through the meridians. So here we stay in a yin yoga posture to coax the meridian through the meridian, coax the qi through the meridian channels. Now the long holds, they also teach us how to respond skillfully in difficult situations such as overstimulation. So they teach us that we don't always have to be comfortable. We don't always have to be living a life of ease and comfort. So for example, when the dog next door won't stop barking, or the computer fan is driving you crazy. These are real examples from my life. Instead of contracting around those sensations, you have experience in from your yin classes of dealing with intense sensations. And you have experience with inviting in space and breathing and being steady. And even taking a break if overstimulation is not an option right now. So you know that you can come and lie down and put an eye pillow on your eyes, or press pause on the video if it's too much. So just reflect on how you can invite in softening, staying for a while, how you manage those things in your day-to-day life too. So we're going to release this, and you're going to take your arms over to the side and lift and open your chest. And then we're going to lay out your mat again and lay out your blanket if you've used it for meditation cushion like me, and your ground is hard like me, and you're a highly sensitive person, you're gonna need that extra padding. And just lie down and let's feel the flow of qi through our body. Okay, then our next pose is going to be Banana Asana. And I've chosen this pose to help us with the discernment process of dealing with overstimulation in our lives. But I want to show you an option first, because I know people have tight shoulders with Banana Asana. And if your shoulders are really tight, I want you to know that when you come into that side bend, that you can put your bolster overhead or stack some blankets. And then if you have your bolster overhead or even a block, you could rest your arms on the bolster, and then your arms don't have to reach so far all the way to the floor if that's a problem for you. Then you're still going to be stimulating that small intestine meridian here. Although we're also wanting to access the gallbladder meridian here in this pose. That is the intention. So that's an option there too, if your shoulders are super tight and it's hard to take them overhead. Okay, so you're going to take your feet over to the left corner of your mat. Your arms overhead, they can go straight, or you can bend and hold on to your elbows, or you can use the bolster or block to lift them higher. Depends on what works for you. And you're going to bend your body to the left as well. We want to access the gallbladder meridian here and the small intestine meridian as well. Okay, so as I said, this pose is stimulating your gallbladder meridian that runs along the side body. And this is going to help you make decisions and with discernment. And as a highly sensitive person, it's important that you can know your limits, that you can know your limits and be able to make decisions about taking breaks before you're exhausted. Do your best to avoid things that trigger overstimulation for yourself if you're already exhausted. Be selective. Don't schedule too many activities in a day that are overstimulating for you. And don't stimulate activities that are overstimulating for you back to back. Like maybe don't go to the mall and then go to a rock concert right after. That's a really extreme example. And have discernment. Know that the way you process things is different, and don't compare yourself to others. So maybe other people are able to do more, like, and different things than you, but that's just, you know, because they have a different way of processing. And you're probably able to think about things a lot more deeply than they are. So it's just different you have different, I can't think of the word, you have different benefits. It's not benefits isn't the word, you know what I mean. Strengths, different strengths, that's it. Okay, you're going to come back to the center. And just feel the rebound. And then we're going to go ahead and come on over to the other side. So take your feet over to the right side, side bend over to the right, and then take your arms overhead, either on the bolster, holding on to the elbows, or arms straight. Whichever configuration you have chosen is going to be the best edge for you today. Okay, very gently, you're going to release your arms down and come back to the center. Feel the rebound. Okay, and then you're going to take your arms out into a soft T. Take your knees up. Press into your feet. Bring your hips over to the right side of your mat. And bring your knees over to the left side of your mat. If your shoulder pops up, tuck your bolster underneath your knees. So you get to care for yourself as a highly sensitive person. You get to give yourself breaks in the day, block out times to be alone without disturbance, get lots of sleep because our brains tire faster, so you need extra rest. And it can be helpful to avoid stimulation. You know, we're talking about our small intestine meridian by avoiding stimulants like caffeine and sugar. So if you don't already, you can try that out and see if it helps you. Okay, so you're going to slowly come out of the pose and lie on your back and feel the rebound. And then you're going to bend your knees, take your arms out to the side, press into your feet, lift your hips, take your knees over to the other side. Slowly come out of the posture and place the bolster underneath your knees for Shavasana. Continue resting back in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. Today's poem comes from a collection of poetry called Claiming the Spirit Within. This poem is called To Make History by Wendy Rose, and I chose it because I thought it spoke to the overstimulation that we experience in our day-to-day lived lives. You think about making a blanket and begin to twist and tap the fiber, snipping fringe from each end, and unravel back, travel back precisely to where things are still important. Crawl along the loom like a bug, and allow dust to accumulate in your lungs. Chew your tongue loose and mix your spit with aloe. Catch the falling bodies of moss. The strongest memory is the warp, carrying structure and order to the sky. Atoms are laced into globes. Take care not to go too fast, or the body of the blanket will burst like breaking bones. Your hands will get wilder, bleed and blister. Your scalp feels the crush and tug of single hairs breaking free to live in the weave. You keep your face to the shadows, bits of leaf, cockle burrs, blood woven in till you have become the color of sand. Backlit spider webs encircle the day, fragile and tough as morning. Listen to the singing, mystical thing, finished and folded, spinning away. Lie face down on the mesa, hands and feet pointing to the four corners of everything. And now it is done. And now it is done. So I want to acknowledge the depth and awareness that you bring as a highly sensitive person. You process your worlds more thoroughly than 80% of the population. You pick up on small things that other people may not notice, and these details give you deep insights. They make you compassionate and tender-hearted people. So very slowly and gradually wiggle your fingers and toes, bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way up to seated. We're going to close out the class by gathering the fruits of the class into ourselves and then offering them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for finishing this class, and put "I am compassionate and tender" in the comments, and also just go ahead and acknowledge somebody else in the comments for being compassionate and tender. Give them a thumbs up for their comment and reply to their comments and acknowledge them for being compassionate and tender. I want to thank Jackie and Paige and Jane and Carla and Cornelia and Donna and Sean for their donations. And I also just want to say that all of them are members, and I just feel really touched that each one of them contribute to our well-being. That I just want to say that this is what Tim and I do full-time, and it's actually the membership community and your membership fees that pay for our rent in a small apartment here, a two-bedroom apartment here in Victoria. We don't lease a car or anything. We have a car that cost us $1,000, but it puts gas in our car, which, as all of you know, is more and more expensive these days, so we can drive around and do shoots like this here. It pays for our groceries, and we budget really carefully so that we can live here. And yeah, Tim's chocolate. That's what he said. Yeah. Caitlin also donated, and she says, "I've been doing yoga with you for over 8 years now, so almost since the beginning, because we started 10 years ago. I respect you tremendously for keeping it up. The only reason I have not become a member is that it's more commitment for me at this stage. It's She says, no more commitment for me at this stage in my life. I can appreciate that. Thank you for your hard work. Namaste, Caitlin. So thank you for those of you who feel that membership is too much commitment. We do appreciate that you give back by making the donations. So we're sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as the ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains.